How are you all? Good to see you. I'm not coming back. I'm gonna stay here. So I'm not going nowhere. I'll be right here on Sunday. I'm not going nowhere. If you have your goggles, one of your goggles, to get candles, one is 12. I learned this at the rest and the middle. So this is not David. David couldn't sleep. So he ran on the front of the room and he saw a girl and a woman taking a gas. And he said, what is your name? And they told him that her name was the Diaphiba. So David snapped with her. He wasn't supposed to, but he did anyway. So she sent David a message. It said, "Hey, I'm holding it with your hand." So David sent me a message. It said, "Go home." And because he didn't want him to think it's his day. But it went on, though. It is because he snapped moving. So David said, once you come home, sleep with your wife, and eat this food. It's written in the wrong hand. But Elias said, no, I cannot read my name on the ground. So he would not go home and sleep with his wife and his son with his wife because he wouldn't read his name. David said, well, I'm too hungry to get in the kennel. So he said, put him in front of the line so that he can be killed. So,
her
husband did, she lived a couple days, and then she married David and moved into the harvest house. And so, the king came and told David, and he said that God wasn't happy with him. He said that God forgave him. And God forgave him. He said that you're not going to die, but your baby is going to die. That is his punishment. And the baby was born. He was sick. And he asked God to help his baby. Please help my baby. But he did not help his baby. He looked at his guy. And then he came hunting again. And they had a son named Saul. And Saul is David's son. They told him she was the wife of Elijah. One of the kings said, can not kill. y si no, si no, si no, y si no, si no, y si no, si no, go, Sunny. He is a God. He is all of me. And God gives everything not to give. And then not give and not a secret sin. Sin, sin. It's sin. And I don't care what you've done, you still a sin. And God, it's a price. You gotta pay the price. Because God says, hey, with the prophecy of God says, your face is dead, and he don't change his mind. He says what he says is true. But, you know, but he doesn't change his mind. He smells his water. He said, he told him. He said, what is hard to me, I want her. So they brought her to him. Because he was the king. King gets what he wants because he is the king. He is in law. So the fact don't you know is wrong, people, is wrong. You know when you did wrong. You might be your teacher
or your Sunday school teacher or
you might look anybody else in here. If she ain't the school guy. Because he is an all-known God. He knows it all. He knows before you ask him, he knows what you gonna ask and what you are gonna ask. He knows it all. He knows what you done. He knows he's the consequence of giving wrong. If you get good, it's good consequence. If you get good, if you get there. It doesn't matter what is your sin is. It doesn't matter. Because
the king is here. In the Bible says, it says, do not fornicate. You must be married first. Because that's how I see it. Because it's wrong. If she ain't yours, don't touch it. But she touch it anyway. But she can, but not only that we touch it anyway. We know what the church, what the Christian church, or without Christian church, we know. Because we don't give what I give, what I told.
what your person kid in the
It's not always easy, but we gotta do it. The Bible says we have to do it.
Thank you, God, give me the opportunity. and I think I'm going to find out.